A last-minute addition to the Homeland Security law will impact more than just the federal agencies it seeks to combine. It also will affect parents of autistic children who have sued the makers of a vaccine preservative. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Three short paragraphs at the end of the 500-page law have created a firestorm of controversy that has nothing to do with Homeland Security. The language in question will result in the dismissal of at least 200 lawsuits against the drug maker Eli Lilly. The suits charge that thimerosal, a mercury-based vaccine preservative the company used to make, contributed to children's autism and other neurologic disorders. Michael Williams is a Portland, Oregon attorney who's brought many of the suits against Lilly and other drug and chemical manufacturers.
The claims are that this organic mercury additive to vaccines that was not removed from infant vaccines until 1999 was a potent neurotoxin.
Even Williams concedes there's no scientific evidence linking thimerosal and autism. What the new law does is require that thimerosal claims first go through an existing federal compensation program for children injured by vaccine side effects. A spokesman for Lilly, who declined to be interviewed on tape, said the firm believes that was always Congress's intent when it created the vaccine compensation program in 1986. But plaintiff's attorney Williams says it's unprecedented for Congress to terminate lawsuits already in progress. And while suits could be refiled if families aren't satisfied after completing the administrative process, Williams says the new law effectively delays how soon parents can get information about thimerosal and its effects from Lilly and other manufacturers.
It gives them at least a 2 or 3 year free zone where they don't have to answer any questions about how this all happened.
Lawmakers who oppose the provision are equally unhappy with the way it got into the bill, added at the last minute by unidentified House Republicans and sent to the Senate as a take-it-or-leave-it proposition. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle was one of many senators who complained vehemently during the final debate.
Why at the 11th hour, why in the dead of night, somebody, even if they thought they were right, would add legislation without debate, totally stripping these families of that opportunity is something I can't explain. I can't understand.
Democrat Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, who led the Homeland Security effort for his party, had yet another complaint. He noted that the provision was so hastily drafted that its authors failed to make a key change to the vaccine compensation law so that parents could actually receive a settlement if the compensation board finds in their favor.
In other words, we would not only remove from the families the right to sue, we would force them to go to the compensation fund, but barring additional changes in the law, they couldn't receive any funds from that fund.
The vaccine language was ultimately left in the bill after House and Senate Republican leaders promised a group of wavering moderates that changes would be made when Congress returns in January. Here's how Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott described the deal last Tuesday.
There were a couple of provisions clearly that we felt like went beyond what was needed or the right thing to do, and I've made that commitment to our members in the full Senate.
By the next day, however, what appeared to be a commitment to allow the lawsuits to proceed became one only to ensure that families can pursue administrative remedies. Several of the lawsuits were filed because families were past the 3-year time limit imposed by the vaccine compensation program. Both the fate of the thimerosal complaints and another provision of the Homeland Security bill barring suits against makers of smallpox vaccines are expected to be debated anew when Congress returns in January. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.